Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, green taxation will begin by the end of 2024, President Nikos Christodoulidis said on Tuesday, addressing what he described as a misconception that it would start on April the 1st. Because people are under the impression that the green taxation will start on April the 1st, I want to confirm that it will be implemented by the end of the year and that we are also working on compensatory measures and incentivization, he said before a cabinet meeting. Compensatory measures for consumers, meant to nudge businesses and individuals towards energy saving and other environmentally friendly habits, are in the process of being hammered out by various stakeholders. Christodoulidis urged his cabinet to start discussing them during Tuesday's meeting. I want to hear your recommendations, he told ministers before the start of the cabinet meeting. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Makis Geravnos said the government is in a period of reflection regarding the new measures to combat the high cost of living, adding that he hopes there will be some announcements in this regard by the end of the month. However, he said, there is nothing ready that I can reveal or not reveal just yet. Meanwhile, over 3,500 people will be voted into positions of public office in the elections on June the 9th, the Interior Ministry's Permanent Secretary Elikos Elias said on Tuesday. Speaking after a meeting with political parties to discuss the upcoming elections, Elias said elections will see local officials and MEPs selected. These elections are important because we have many elections for members of the European Parliament, presidents of district governments, mayors, deputy mayors, members of municipal councils, muhtars, community councils and school boards, he said. He added that the deadline for registration to be included on the electoral roll expire on April the 2nd and called on young people who have not yet voted before to register. He said that for this reason, district administration buildings will remain open on Saturday, March the 30th until 2 p.m. Official announcements of the winners will come out on June the 10th and June the 11th. Results will be posted on elections.gov.cy in three languages, Turkish, English and Greek. Elsewhere, officials from the British Sovereign Base Area Police's Specialist Anti-Bird Trapping Unit said on Tuesday that more resources have been dedicated to combating the issue than ever before. Members of the Community Action Team revealed that during the hunting season affecting songbirds and thrushes, police officials boosted their numbers, using up to 10 military personnel on daily operations. According to the SBA Police, the use of military personnel between August and March resulted in up to 16 officers, including police specialists, working in the Thegelia region every day to combat the illegal activity. The enhanced team also carried out 7 operations with BirdLife Cyprus and 32 alongside the Committee Against Bird Slaughter. During a recent task force meeting, Chief Inspector Pertev Garagoslu confirmed that the crime has been reduced by 94% since the establishment of an action plan in 2016. Since we developed our anti-bird trapping action plan in 2016, we have worked tirelessly to overcome what has been a historical problem on the island, he said. Having reviewed our statistics for the past season, bird trapping has still been reduced by close to 100% when compared with pre-2016 levels. And finally, justice officials from Cyprus and the United States of America will cooperate to enhance Cypriot capabilities to counter illicit finance, the two governments said. Building on existing efforts to counter money laundering and sanctions evasion, the US Department of Justice in 2024 will share its experience with Cypriot counterparts to proactively detect, investigate and prosecute cases involving financial crimes with a nexus to Cyprus and will provide expert prosecutorial assistance, a substantial US investment in Cypriot capacity, a joint announcement said. Closer cooperation of the American and Cypriot justice systems is a welcome development, and both sides look forward to the progress this collaboration will yield. The United States Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, with support from the US Department of State's Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, and Embassy in Nicosia, have established direct cooperation with the Republic of Cyprus law enforcement entities to enhance capability in identifying and prosecuting financial crimes. In the coming days, the FBI and the Cyprus Police will sign a memorandum of understanding to formalise cooperation, the statement added. The cooperation will include cooperation between the Attorney General's Office and the Financial Intelligence Unit, MOCAS.
That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.